Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Championship reigns are a bit like children. It takes the whole village to raise them. Fortunately, there have been many instances of both the wrestlers and the bookers ensuring a title reign proves to be something special. But what everyone remembers the most, of course, is ultimately the final act. If Acts 1 and 2 are phenomenal, but Act 3 is a stinker, everything that came before the conclusion is marred by association. With that in mind, I'm Adam Wilborn from What Culture, and these are 10 great wrestling world title reigns marred by bad endings. Number 10, Brock Lesnar. In arguably one of the greatest rookie years in WWE history, a hulking but oddly baby-faced Brock Lesnar threw legends around the ring like they were haystacks at his family's South Dakota farm. At SummerSlam 2002, the University of Minnesota wrestling standout crushed The Rock to become WWE champion. And as champion, the next big thing had a great, if rather soap opera-ish feud with The Undertaker, and then after an epic Hell in a Cell victory, the future UFC heavyweight champion was challenged by The Big Show, whose popularity had been in freefall since his demotion to the mid-card and OVW at one point in the year 2000. Cashing in on a real-life rib injury, WWE booked Paul Heyman to screw Lesnar and for Show to take advantage and steal the title. Just 3 months after his epic reign began, the super rookie was a former champion. It was all very disappointing in a year where hot potato was played with a top title far too much. Number 9, Superstar Billy Graham. When it comes to stars who changed the business, few have been as influential as Superstar Billy Graham. With an exhausted Bruno Sammartino on his way out, Vince McMahon Sr. placed the belt on Graham as a sort of transitional champion. The hope was that fans would love seeing conservative, blue chipper, babyface Bob Backlund, who I've met, by the way, he was bonkers. Anyway, they hoped they'd be happy seeing him topple the vainglorious superstar. Instead, though, fans couldn't get enough of Graham, who was a one-of-a-kind character and performer. His over-the-top fashion and posing routines were eye-catching, and he had his finger on the pulse of the countercultural zeitgeist of the era. Vince Sr. didn't like the notion of such an edgy character at the helm and pushed ahead with the more old-school Backlund. And while Bob Backlund was and still is a phenomenal athlete, he didn't light up arenas the way his predecessor had. Graham's belief in a persona like his taking off was proven true in the 80s when two of his proteges, Hulk Hogan and Ric Flair, carried the business to new heights. For the original superstar, however, it was all too little, too late. Number 8, Bianca Belair. At the start of 2021, Bianca Belair seemed poised to become the new face of women's wrestling in WWE. A super athletic, likable babyface coming off a silly but fun feud with Bayley, Belair won the Royal Rumble and was all set for a much anticipated showdown with Sasha Banks. And despite a dismal build, oh good, another can they coexist storyline, the pair rocked the house at WrestleMania 37 in a headline spot. By SummerSlam, it was clear career, Bel Air was a star project that was actually working for WWE. The return of live crowds confirmed as much, with the EST receiving major pops everywhere she went. Sadly, an August rematch with The Boss fell through, though, and WWE's biggest breakout female star since Becky Lynch was left without an opponent. It was Lynch herself who terminated Bel Air's four-month run at the event. In just 26 seconds, no less, a star WWE had spent a year building up was sent packing as the status quo from before Lynch's maternity leave was restored. Nearing the end of 2021 now, and Bianca's sadly back to where she was last year, a well-liked mid-card act away from the title picture. It's amazing how 26 seconds can completely undo months of hard work. Just ask my wife. Number 7, AJ Styles. Don't get me wrong, the Main Event Mafia was a great idea on paper. Sadly, thanks to the, let's just say, ever-complicated mind of Vince Russo, the angle was disjointed, confusing, and ultimately disappointing. By late 2009, it had mostly fizzled out beyond Kurt Angle's heel work. When Sting accepted it was time to let a new generation come in, there was hope for a good conclusion, the WCW icon ensuring that AJ Styles, the homegrown ace, became champ was a poignant cap-off. AJ Styles as TNA World Heavyweight Champion just felt right, and he did amazing work with the Stinger for Bound for Glory and with Samoa Joe and Christopher Daniels shortly thereafter. The first sign of trouble, though, arrived when Styles turned heel and was basically just repackaged as Ric Flair's clone. Watching high-flying Christian family man Styles try to be dirty-fighting sleazy Nate was just cringeworthy, and it all came crashing down when he lost the TNA World title to the recently debuted Rob Van Dam on Impact. RVD had already wrestled that night, making Styles look especially weak when he crumbled in defeat. The late-stage heel turn and the slightly embarrassing nature of his title loss cheapened Styles' mostly superb reign. Number 6, Edge. Was this the greatest three-week WWE title run ever? In early 2006, many fans had simply had enough of John Cena, and when Edge cashed in right after the Chamber at New Year's Revolution and took Cena's WWE Championship, the usually despicable rated-R superstar was treated like Steve Austin in bloody Texas. Adam Copeland had finally reached the top of the mountain. Already a dynamite promo and top-tier hard-bumping wrestler, he caused a major rating spike on Raw with his controversy-grabbing and antics. All 3 weeks of Edge's run provided fans with utter madness. There was, of course, the live sex celebration, and then in North Carolina, he just about murdered Ric Flair in a TLC match as a young Charlotte Flair watched on. The match garnered the former vampire absolutely nuclear heat. And then at Royal Rumble 2006, just 21 days in, Edge was demolished by John Cena. The status quo was restored as Cena geared up for a WrestleMania main event with Triple H. Edge never got a lengthy world title run. He'd frequently win belts underhandedly and then just drop them within a month or two. What could have been, eh? Number 5, Goldberg. Who's next? Well, at Starrcade 1998, it was Goldberg himself. Goldberg claimed Hogan's WCW World Heavyweight Championship in July on Nitro in a classic moment from the Monday Night Wars. Despite being pea green in the ring, Bret Hart's least favorite wrestler had some surprisingly good matches as WCW champ. Best of all was his classic Halloween Havoc 1998 showdown with DDP. Claiming fans were tired of the former NFL defensive tackle, though, Kevin Nash, yep, you guessed it, decided he himself was the perfect solution. The Jackhammer Maestro lost via a Scott Hall taser shot that night and never got another go with the promotion's top prize. Number 4, Ric Flair. Of Ric Flair's many reigns with the NWA title, 10, although that number has been disputed, his fifth official run with the strap is marked by an odd conclusion. For 412 days, Flair traveled travelled far and wide defending their top prize against all manner of opponents. In what appeared to be a bizarre booking whim, though, Flair shockingly dropped the strap to Ron Garvin in a steel cage bout. As great as their matches were, Garvin just lacked the charisma necessary to successfully usurp Flair at the top. Regardless, the trigger was pulled and Garvin was given the ball to roll with. For Flair, whose title run was supposed to eventually set up a top babyface victory and new NWA World Champ, this was a disappointing conclusion. Serving as a placeholder to pop a rating opposite WWF Survivor Series, Garvin dropped the belt back to Flair at Starrcade 1987. Given the slightly pointless nature of Garvin's brief run on top, this serves as the worst conclusion to an epic Flair run from his 80s heyday. Number 3. Tetsuya Naito. Tetsuya Naito and disappointing IWGP heavyweight title reigns kind of go hand in hand. However, nothing stung quite as badly as his initial reign getting terminated in Osaka. Naito struck a chord with Japanese audiences. Many were amazed by his refusal to play nice and respect the working culture around him. What followed was a super heel many were treating like a hero. At Invasion Attack 2016, Naito won the IWGP Heavyweight Championship from longtime nemesis Kazuchika Okada. The sight of him throwing his belt away like garbage was mind-blowing. A nihilistic champ was something fresh in professional wrestling, and the sinister Naito was arguably the most over wrestler in Japan. 2 months later, the master of the Stardust Press was soundly defeated by Okada in front of the Osaka crowd he'd vowed to prove wrong. Number 2. Daniel Bryan. To the amazement of smarks everywhere, WWE quit making Daniel Bryan look like a loser and gave him the bloody World Heavyweight Championship in late 2011. With a unique character and a crowd-pleasing wrestling style, the immensely talented Bryan marched into WrestleMania 28 as a solid crowd favorite. Not only did he lose Big Cold that night, he didn't even get a proper match, instead falling to Sheamus's bro kick in just 18 seconds. Thanks to crowd support, Bryan did at least bounce back from this embarrassing setback. He regained his kayfabe credibility soon enough and remained a beloved character throughout his time in WWE. Apart from that time he feuded with the Burger at the Royal Rumble. Number 1. Kenta Kobashi. Overcoming countless knee surgeries, Kobashi finally lifted Pro Wrestling Noah's GHC Heavyweight Championship in 2003. His title victory came over longtime foe Mitsuharu Misawa, finally putting to rest the epic rivalry that had started in AJPW more than a decade prior. For over 2 years, Kobashi chopped his way to victory. The fiery babyface carried Pro Wrestling Noah to new heights at a time when professional wrestling was on the wane in Japan. He soldiered on with many wondering who would get the mountainous credibility boost that would come with ending such a grand-scale title run. And in March 2005, fans got their answer. Takeshi Rikkyo. The hulking former sumo wrestler shockingly terminated Kobashi's reign in emphatic fashion. The hope had been that Rikkyo would become a star overnight with this stature-enhancing win. Unfortunately, neither he nor the fans seemed hugely into the idea of him as champion. As phenomenal as Kobashi was, the conclusion to his final world title run was deflating, to say the least.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.